Tiger skins. Grandfather hunted tigers. Father sold tiger skins. Before being sold, those tiger skins were hung before the house. And as pregnant ewes crossed the courtyard one by one, their lambs were lost. Hung behind the house, those skins and the pear and peach trees withered one by one. On the prairie of my dreams, Father strode among the crowds clothed in a tiger skin. As shouts of a tiger's coming rang throughout the stone walls of the village, they cracked, and rocks rolled like scrambling goats. The last was Mother, chased by the tiger to Wood's End. There she died, yet was brought to life again. Before being sold, the tiger skins were the skins of the sky, the skins of earth, the skins of water, the skins of rock. When turned into windows on the wall, those tiger skins would reveal my person. Should I be seen, it would be with hunting gun on shoulder. When deciding to make a sacred drum of tiger skin, one fears only those beasts that deliver withering plagues through the endless forest. On making a harness of tiger skin for the ox, the one fears no more land to plow. When making a banner of tiger skin, the one fear is that of finding no one to raise it. I've never seen a tiger skin, nor indeed a tiger. A man leaves behind only his name at death. A tiger leaves only its skin. In this life of yours, why not be a tiger? And why were the children taught this way? Whatever the reason, all those tiger skins were sold by my father. On New Year's Eve, pine needles covered the sitting room floor. Not one of grandfather's footprints could be found. Did he die again in the sky? Let it be just a dream. I carried my cold heart to lay it upon the pine needles piled there in the sitting room. I did not feel the needle pricks as their tattoos covered my body. It was again the midnight of that day. The midnight of that day.